Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. I am Cody, and continuing with this month's theme of Guillermo del Toro movies, I should say, not just Guillermo del Toro in general, we're going to talk about Pacific Rim. Pacific Rim, if you don't know, is a giant robots fighting giant monsters, and it's awesome. That's why I'm talking about it. Because, you know, that's what the show's about. So if you haven't seen this breakdown real quick, I'm going to spoil some stuff for you as well. But so directed by Guillermo del Toro, story by him and Travis Beachman, Beachum. The basic premise of the story is a rift opens up inside the Pacific Rim, in the Pacific Ocean. In between United States and Japan, basically. And these monsters come out of it, and they destroy cities, and humans come together with all the countries come together, band together, start building these giant, massive robots called Jaegers. They fight the kaiju, as they're called, which is the monsters. And there's all the each nation has a bunch of different ones. And the story of the movie is, as we start milling better Jaegers and taking out the kaijus become bigger and badder, and then of course we have to make bigger and badder Jaegers to combat them. They start coming more frequently, so we have to kind of speed up our process, but we're slowly losing ground because they're coming more faster and faster. So then they decide to build this big wall, which is no fucking good because it just gets chewed through. And yeah, so that's the basic story of Pacific Rim. It's giant robots fighting giant monsters. The robots are controlled by humans. They do this thing called the drift, where they connect minds, because the strain of driving these robots with your body and your mind is too much for a single human. So they do this drift where they link the two people together with these cognitive connections, and then one person is basically the right brain, the right side of the brain, the other person, the left side of the brain, and they work together. And so they have to move in tandem together, but they share memories and they share all these different things. So it's very traumatic and very hard thing for you to do. So not everyone's available to do it. Not everyone can do it. And you have to be drift compatible with the person you're going to be in the Jaeger with. So, you know, not just let's do it and that's all. This movie stars Charlie Hunnam, Idris Elba, Ron Perlman's in it, Charlie Day is in it, a bunch of other people you may have seen before, those are the big ones that are in it. Charlie Day is amazing in this movie, I love him in this movie. I believe he's in the second one that's coming out in March as well. So Charlie Hunnam plays the main character. He and his brother were Jaeger pilots together. They were fighting off the coast of, I want to say it's Alaska is where they're fighting. And they were in a fight with the kaiju. They were winning. And the kaiju actually ripped out part of the head, taking Charlie Hunnam's brother with him and killing him. But because of the drift, he actually felt and saw everything his brother went through in his head. And remembers it because it's like a memory of his own, which is pretty... pretty rough. And then had to drive the Jaeger back to shore after killing the kaiju, which put a strain on him and actually hurt his body quite a bit. He has some gnarly scars caused by the suit that they wear. Pretty awesome little opening scene. They have to go along with this. So basically goes on. He disappears for about 5 years after this traumatic event with his brother. He then gets called back in this last-ditch effort of the last group of the last three Jaegers last four Jaegers, to make one last stand. They're going to basically try to take down the rift to stop the kaijus from coming through, but they're getting to the point where the kaijus are going to start outnumbering them, so they don't have enough Jaegers to go against because the government has decided to put all their money and resources into this, what they call the wall of life, which is supposed to be this big indestructible wall. And the first kaiju to come in contact with it just walks right through it. And people are like, oh my God, this big wall is supposed to save us. And they're just fucked. It was pretty crazy. But yeah, so he gets brought back into it, reluctantly, of course, by Idris Elba's character. He meets Mako, who is played by Rinko Coluche, I think it is. I don't know. She's plays the other main lead, the female lead in this movie, in the love interest of Charlie Hunnam's character, Riley. So he goes there. He is supposed to be basically meeting with all these other applicants that are supposed to be drift compatible, and then see who he can match up with. A lot of people are like, I don't understand why they get in a fight, because they have to be able to. It's not a fight; it's training method to see if they can flow together, to see if they can count, like basically predict what the other person was gonna do. And so it's like a dance they have to do, so they can meld real easy when they go to the drift. So they do this combat thing where he starts just whooping ass on all these dudes. And then, of course, Mako comes in and actually essentially beats him. And he says, I want Mako to be my partner. And then Idris Elba's character says, no, she can't. There's a bunch of stuff in there. And then they basically go out and they meet the other kaiju or Jaeger pilots. You have the Australians, which is Herc Henson and his son Chuck. They are the reigning champions, I guess you can say, of the group. Let's see, what else? You have them, you have the Russians, and you have the Australians, the Russians, and the Chinese. The Chinese are cool because they are a three person. They're these triplets, and they can join up and they do their robot is actually has three arms. And they do. It's pretty cool, little guy. And the Russians is a giant fucking beast of a machine that just, you know, brute strength and shit like that. Cool thing about the Gypsy Danger, which is the Jaeger that Charlie Hunnam's character pilots. It has an AI voice, basically helps them run the machine and gives them updates and stuff. And it's actually voiced by Elaine McLean, which is a really funny name, if you think. Or Ellen McLean is a really funny name. But she plays Gypsy's AI. And so Gypsy Danger's artificial intelligence system was actually... So if you don't know who Ellen McLean is, most of you will not. Some of you may know, once I say, she's the voice of GLaDOS from the Portal games. If you don't know what that is, well, you need to play Portal, because those are awesome as well. We'll maybe talk about those one day, too. But it's like this robotic voice. It's very familiar if you're familiar with the Portal games, Portal 1 and Portal 2. GLaDOS is the voice within that. So, you know, pretty cool. He actually got permission from the creator of the video game, Valve, to use that voice, because it's not just Ellen's voice. It's Ellen's voice that's modified to a certain way, because it's supposed to sound electronic. So it's pretty cool the way they do that in there as well. Let's see. Ron Perlman's character is a black market dealer. He deals in all sorts of things kaiju related, everything that they can scrape off the dead kaijus as they decay in our atmosphere. His character's name is Hannibal Chow. At one point, he says, "You know how I got my name?" And he says, "Like, it took my favorite fictional character, my favorite Szechuan restaurant." So pretty funny. There, Hannibal Chow. You have Charlie Day. Clifton Collins Jr. is in it too, if you know who that is. He's pretty cool. But Charlie Day's character, along with Bert Gorman, who's plays the other doctor in this, they are basically two different scientific thoughts in this, where they're basically trying to figure out what the kaijus are doing. Charlie Day's character is very into figuring out where they come from. what they're made of, how they work and stuff like that. So try to understand them more. And of course, his counterpart, his partner, Herman, he's all about the figure out, you know, where the rift itself and how to destroy it and all these different things. So they have theories. Then Charlie's character, he has this idea that he wants to basically drift with a piece of a brain from the kaiju, much like the humans do when they drift together to run the Jaeger, and then that goes awry because then he sees that they're a hive mind and that they can actually come after him, which is pretty crazy. And so there's a little part of that. You don't really know if it's that way, but it seems like it's hunting him down. They kind of understand how it works, and they use that later on in the movie. When him and the other doctor, he agrees to do it with him, so it's easier. It's less of a strain on him, and they go into the brain of one of the kaiju, and they drift with it. And that's how they find out the secrets of Biet and how they're created, where they come from, who made them, all that fun stuff. It's pretty cool, really psychedelic way they do it too, and it's also how they tell backstory, which is pretty cool. They use the drift to tell how Mako came to be with Idris Elba's character, Stacker Pentecost is his name, because Stacker actually was a Jaeger pilot many years ago, saved her during an attack in her hometown where her parents were killed, and then he basically raised her up, and she basically, he kind of promised her that he'd, you know, be... He trained her to be a Jaeger pilot, and he never actually let her do it because, well, you know, he didn't want her to get hurt, because a lot of the Jaeger pilots die because it's a very hard existence to be in. It's very dangerous, not just because of the drift, because, well, you're fighting a giant metal box against these giant monsters. They tend to lose when they kill pilots. He doesn't want her to die. So, you know, trying to protect her. But eventually, she, you know, he sees that she is good. And she can take care of herself along with Riley. And so they become partners and take over the... She takes over the other pilot position with John Hunnam's character, Riley. And they drive Gypsy Danger together. So they meld minds with the whole drift thing, and then you see her past and how she, they say this, when you get stuck in there, it's very surreal. The memories come to life, and you're not supposed to chase the dragon because you get stuck in these memories and you lose control, and you can be dangerous inside the machine as well as to other people around you. And that almost happens. It's pretty interesting, pretty cool thing. But the kaijus, and speaking of Pacific Rim too, in March on this show, I'm going to have a buddy of mine who does concept art for movies, who actually did concept art on Pacific Rim as well as other movies. We'll talk to him about that too. But he helped design the Jaegers and some of the kaiju that you see in the movie. So I'll get him to talk about some of that too, because it's pretty interesting kind of thing to do. So he did a couple of the kaijus I know of, and I think he did... I want to say he did Gypsy Danger and one other one, but we'll talk again in March. I'll talk to him about it. He'll be on the show to talk about his awesome art and all the stuff he's done, because he's worked on a bunch of movies, so it'd be pretty cool. So that's John. You'll meet him in a few weeks here. Back to the movie. So Guillermo del Toro's vision of giant robots fighting giant monsters is spectacular to watch. Every single fight is just this knockdown, drag out, brutal fight with these monsters, and the crazy weapons that these giant robots have, with like missile rays on their chests that like their chest opens up and these giant missiles fire out of them, like these cannons. You have arm blades, you have swords, the big pulse cannons the hands turn into. All sorts of crazy shit goes on. It's, I mean, people like complain, it doesn't have a story. It does have a story. It's just a very small story. The story isn't about really the humans. It's a little bit about that. And they do tie it well in where well, but it's really, it's just a spectacular movie to watch because you get to see giant robots fighting giant monsters, and it's just you know, crazy spectacle to watch. So pretty awesome that way. There's a part, every battle in it is actually pretty cool. The second to last battle, I guess you could say the biggest battle, when Gypsy Danger goes out on the second time with Mako and Riley, Pine and the other, they go out to save the Australians because the Chinese and the Japanese team and the Russian team were actually killed during this double event where two kaijus came through the rift at the same time. It was the first time it ever happened. And so the three of them are out there, and one of the kaijus has a biological weapon, and it's actually an EMP, and it shuts off the Jaeger. So the Australian team is stranded. So Mako and Riley jump in Gypsy Danger and run out there because theirs is run decently, not electric. So they can actually, if this EMP goes off again, they actually won't be downed as much. They'll lose some, but they can actually run. I'm back. They go out there and they start taking on these other two, and they start handling, and then they kill the one in the water, which is pretty cool. And then they go out on land to get the other one. And they're going, and they get knocked back into this docks, and there's all these containers. They pick them up and start crashing them in his head like gloves. They smash in his face with them. It's pretty dope. And then they just blast the shit out of him. But the other one they go after is starting to wreak havoc on the city in Japan, in Tokyo, I believe it, or is Hong Kong. And so they go after him, and they actually take a boat from the water and use it like a baseball bat and start batting at him. It's pretty fucking rad. But then they like get this dog out, they cut his tail off, so you can't like whip at him anymore. He spits acid, so they reach in, they pull the sack that has the venom and the poison and the acid and shit out of it, right out of his face. And of course, he didn't like that at all. So he fails that he has wings, the first one's ever had wings. Grabs a hold of Gypsy Danger and flies into the air, and they're like, "Whoa, what'd you do?" So they pull out their fucking sword, and they chop this motherfucker in half. And of course, they're falling through the atmosphere now because they were essentially in space when they started to fall, and they have to stop before they hit the ground and kill themselves as well as anybody in the impact area. So use their little turbine thing to slow their descent down. It's pretty cool, like superhero landing, crash down. You see it all. Lands all down, like one knee, one foot, just rises up like a fucking beast, ready to go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, as they say, in the PUBG world, as well as other places. And then they go on, and they're like, okay, we have this plan. We are going to take this huge nuclear bomb, and we're going to walk into the rift, and we're going to blow it up. Well, this is a similar plan they had before. It's a bigger bomb this time, but the other ones have just kind of deflected off of it and haven't done anything. So when they're on their way, that's when Newt and Herman, the two scientists, Charlie Day's character and Bert Gorman's character, they drift with this kaiju, the kaiju brain, and find out that the rift opens up only for the organic components, that is the kaiju. So if they like basically trick it into thinking it's a kaiju, so the whole plan is like to go in and do it, but they have to somehow trick it into seeing them so it opens up and lets them through. So they drag down a dead kaiju with them after this big battle between these triple event ones that come through. It's actually two that come out, and the third one comes out a little bit later, but still three at the same time. Big knockout Jango fight where Idris Elba's character ends up dying in an explosion because they use the bomb to clear the area. And then Gypsy Danger takes the last one, kills it, and drags it into the rift with him. And then that's when it lets him through. They basically use the nuclear fusion engine that's running Gypsy Danger to basically use as a bomb. So they make the reactor go nuclear. And of course, they escape in pods. Spoiler alert, I guess I should have said before that. And it, of course, blows up, and you see the alien race that builds them. And you find out when they do the drifting that they're basically genetically made to be, they're very similar, but they just kind of change their attributes to kind of be better. And that they're finding out that they're the creatures that are creating, or the alien race that's creating these creatures is using them to eradicate humans so they can come to our planet and terraform it and use our resources and then move on to the next planet. So that's what that is. Ron Perlman's character is not in it a lot, but he is pretty awesome in every scene that he's in. He plays a pretty interesting character. Hope he shows up in the second one. I don't know if he does or not. So yeah, it's a lot of interesting things that go on. There's a lot of, just like most of all of Guillermo del Toro's movies, there's like themes that go on. I've talked about them on the other episodes. This particular one has like a unity type theme to it. Very similar to like Hellboy and other movies. That basically, even though we look different, we are different. We need, like, we're all humans. Instead of fighting amongst yourselves, we need to fight for ourselves or for each other versus against each other. And so there's a lot of that in there too. There's some other stuff too, but that's the biggest thing is, you know, it just happened. It just took this horrific event of these monsters coming through and killing a lot of us and destroying our cities for us to band together and work as a team. But they're still even separate in there, because there isn't a mix. It's every country has their own Jaegers. So there's this bigger collaboration thing. But there's that, you know, that sort of thing. And at the end, obviously, it's the connection between Mako and Riley's characters, who are different people from different backgrounds, coming together to be the strongest they can possibly be to help destroy the rift in the kaiju threat. So we thought Pacific Rim Uprising is the sequel, which will be out March 23rd of this year. Unfortunately, not directed by Guillermo del Toro. He's busy doing other stuff, and it took too long to do it. But Steven DeKnight is doing the sequel. If you don't know who that is, he's done a lot of things. He showrun and co-wrote some of Daredevil season 2 or season 1 with Drew Goddard. Second season? I can't remember which was first or second. I want to say it's the first season of that. And he also created a show called Spartacus on Starz Network that ran for five seasons. That was pretty bloody and violent. So it's interesting to see him taking over this. But he also helped develop the Punisher TV show that was on Netflix as well. So that's pretty dope. Little thing. So, but yeah, Pacific Uprising is the sequel to Pacific Rim. It sees John Boyega into the fold as Jake Pentecost, which is Shaker's son. And he comes back. Scott Eastwood comes back, is in this movie. Charlie Day comes back. Bert Gorman comes back. Mako is back. I'm looking at the list right now. I don't see Ron Perlman, and I don't see Clifton Carlton Jr. either. That's all right. I guess we'll have to wait and see fully since they come back. But looks to be just as good. It looks to be slightly different story. There's still the Jaegers and the kaiju, but it looks like the Jaegers are fighting amongst each other. I don't have really read the backstory on it. I don't want to ruin it myself. But yeah, that's going to be it for Pacific Rim, I think. Next week, we're going to talk about two movies as we wrap up this month's theme, because next week will be the last week of the month. So tune in next week when I talk about Crimson Peak, the gothic horror movie from Guillermo del Toro starring Loki, and The Shape of Water, which I promise you guys I would talk about. So that's coming up too. I think that's it for this week, everybody. As usual, I'm Cody. This was the awesome Cody. Be awesome. Talk to you guys next week.